Nisha Full Moon of South St. Louis City has a rabbit who works like a dog, a service dog. When Full Moon's mother was fighting cancer, a bunny named Iraq comforted her through the deep fatigue of chemotherapy. It wasn't long before Full Moon, who's deaf, and her mother sensed a greater potential in the Flemish giant rabbit, who weighed 23 pounds. Now Full Moon's service rabbit is her constant companion.
Almost always with me.
Full Moon has a doctorate in naturopathic medicine and master's degrees in veterinary science and animal-assisted therapy. It takes her about a year to teach a rabbit to recognize simple sign language, words like sit, good boy, and oatmeal, and to respond by wiggling an ear. With the help of a student who's studying to become a deaf interpreter, Full Moon described the things that her service rabbit can hear that she can't.
Smoke alarm, microwave, going up.
If there is any sound like a doorbell, a alarm clock, smoke alarm, he will actually alert her.
Before her mother died 2 years ago, she urged Full Moon to find a way to share her remarkable rabbits with others.
My mother asked me to open the OTT.
And my mom asked me to start up the organization to train these rabbits.
Full Moon's effort has a simple mission, but a complex name, IRX Skate. It's a combination of the name of her first rabbit, her mother's initials, and an acronym for animal-assisted therapy. Full Moon has four Flemish rabbits in all, including 20-pound Jane Eyre, who's in training to become a service animal. Recently, Full Moon took Jane Eyre, who has a gray coat and a 3-pound bunny with Siamese coloring, to Tower Grove Manor Retirement Community on South Grand. Residents like 91-year-old Marie Haggerty spent an hour enjoying their soft fur and calming presence.
They're so beautiful and so peaceful. I love something like that, especially at my age. Wonderful.
For one resident, the rabbit's visit was like a belated present for a recent milestone.
I just had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
I was 106.
That's Lucy Hamm. She was intrigued but cautious as she contemplated the quiet creatures before her, one as large as a toddler.
Soft. Are they mean? Oh, I wouldn't want to get too close.
89-year-old Gertrude Myers wasn't afraid. She recently lost her sight, and she enjoyed running her hand over the smaller rabbit's back and head.
Is this his little ears?
Oh.
It's just a good feeling to know, you know, that you're able to touch and feel him and feel his little heart beating.
Miss Lucy, as many in the retirement community call her, soon also warmed up to the rabbits and invited Full Moon and her volunteers to return.
Well, you girls all come back to see us.
Okay.
Bring the rabbits, too.
Full Moon's therapy rabbits also visit schools and group homes, and she wants to expand her efforts and eventually train bunnies to become service rabbits for others. For St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon, I'm Nancy Fowler.